Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Akash, moderator for the earnings conference call. Welcome to Megastar Foods Limited H1 FY26 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Ms. Manisha Gupta, CFO, Mr. Vikas Goel, Chairman and Managing Director. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Vikas Goel. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to Megastar's first earnings conference call. We appreciate your interest and participation as we host our first call to share insights into our business performance and outlook. Let me start with a brief introduction about our company. Megastar Foods Limited has its roots in a rich legacy that date of 1964 when the family business operated as name of Basakimal Ramkishan, one of the earliest registered flour mill in Chandigarh. Building on this foundation, myself Vikas Goel established Megastar Foods Private Limited in 2011 with a vision to serve both domestic and global food industry with high quality wheat waste products. Today, Megastar Foods is a preferred supplier to leading multinational food companies such as Nestle, ITC, HUL, Jubilant, Bimbo Bakers, Yum, underscoring our commitment to quality, consistency, and trust. The company was listed in the BSE SME platform in 2018 and subsequently migrated to the main board in 2022, marking an important milestone in our growth journey. We are a leading player in the food processing industry, specialized in the manufacturing of high-quality wheat-based products. Our product portfolio includes refined flour, whole wheat flour, semolina, and bran, catering to both B2B and B2C segments. Over the years, we have built a reputation for consistent quality, reliability, and compliance with globally food safety standards, which continues to strengthen our relationship with our clients. Speaking of our business operations and capabilities, it is notable to mention that our state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in Roopnagar, Punjab is among the most advanced facility in India. Equipped with latest wheeler machinery, the plant operates 710 MT per day capacity and is supported by 50,000 MT wheat storage in-house. We adhere to the highest quality and safety standards with certifications including BRCGS, FSSAI, Halal, and SEDEX, ensuring that our products meet global benchmarks for food safety, sustainability, and ethics. Now, our company CFO, Ms. Manisha, tell you on our quarterly and half yearly performance. Manisha, ma'am.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Speaking of quarterly and half-yearly performance during the quarter, we delivered a steady operational performance supported by healthy demand in the domestic market. Our revenue from operations for the quarter stood at INR 138 crores, up to 53% year-over-year from 90 crores during the same quarter last year. Revenue growth was driven by higher offtake from institutional customers and improved product mix. EBITDA was rupees 9.4 crores, up 104% year over year versus INR 4.6 crores in quarter 2 financial year 2025. EBITDA margin came in at 6.8% versus 5.1% in quarter 2 financial year 25. The improvement in EBITDA was aided by cost optimization initiatives and efficient raw material outsourcing. PAT margins came in at 1.7% quarter 2 financial year 26. Over the years, we continued to invest in operational excellence, focusing on automation, capacity utilization, and process efficiency to further enhance productivity. Looking ahead, our focus remains on strengthening long-term partnerships with marquee global and domestic clients, enhancing process efficiency through automation and continuous improvement, expanding our value-added and organic product lines to capture evolving consumer preferences, maintaining financial discipline and sustainable growth across our operations. We believe Megastar Foods is well-positioned to leverage its operational strength, customer support, and industry tailwinds to deliver consistent growth and value creation for all stakeholders. That brings us to end of our remarks, and we would like to take up any question that you may have.
Thank you, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. Let us wait for a moment until the question queue assembles. The first question is from Mr. Hans Singh from AK Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for the opportunity. So just wanted to get some understanding on what are the key drivers behind the strong revenue and EBITDA growth in Q2 and H1 FY26? And are this sustainable revenue growth of 53% YOY and 67% on H1 basis, while EBITDA growth of 100+?
Yes, sir, it is sustainable. Reason that we have done a capex in our... Yes, sir, Vikas, sir, please continue.
How many, please, Nisha, ma'am, aap bataiye.
Yes, sir, it is sustainable. Reason being, we have increased our production capacity. Because of this increase in the production capacity, this revenue will be sustainable in future years also.
Understood. May I know the plan to maintain or improve profitability and pricing amid rising raw material or operational cost?
So with the increase in the production, the raw material cost and the cost, overall cost will automatically be decreased in that level. Because our EBITDA is increased only because of the cost optimization, and we are trying to increase the reduce at a later part also. We are doing such steps so that the cost will be optimized at maximum extent.
Understood. I just wanted to understand more on the factors contributing to the PAT level increase, and how does the company plan to improve PAT margins further?
Sir, in our industry, one cost is main cost is power and fuel, and we are trying to reduce the electricity amount by different sources by applying the solar and other factors. Second cost is our admin cost. Because our production has been increased, then at the same premises, then the administration cost has been reduced. Third is employment cost. Yes, sir.
And due to fresh capex, at presently interest cost is very higher. In future, our PAT is increased. As usual, interest cost is decreased, our PAT is increased.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. That's helpful. Sir, also on the guidance and the outlook part, so what will be the what will be your revenue and profitability guidance for the rest of FY26 and FY27, if you may highlight any ballpark number for that?
In future, approximate around 15% of the revenues will be up every year on year.
Okay, okay.
If I say about 26, 27, approximate 25, 26, we are going to close around 500 CR. In 26, 27, it is around 600. And around 27, 28 is around 700.
Okay, okay. That's helpful, sir. Sir, one more question if I may squeeze in. So, I just wanted to know what is the current capacity utilization rate of Roopnagar plant, and are there plans for capacity expansion further?
Yes, presently we are using around 65% of our capacity. We have 30% okay. capacity more to utilize in future. Yes, we have plan, but in different locations that we will plan in next year.
Okay, sir. Understood. Understood. Thanks. Thank you, sir. So that's all my side. I'll join back you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from Mr. Prerak Dusa from Alternative Investment Plan. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Hello. First of all, congratulations, sir, on the commendable results of September quarter. I just have two questions left. So exports has been an important growth level for you. So can you please elaborate which geographies are we seeing most now?
Basically, export is banned from India in wheat and wheat products. Since 2022, there is no export from India of wheat and wheat products. Our main clients are local MNCs and local Indian player like ITC. And we, our specialization is specialized flours for like pizzas, for chocolates, normal bakery flour. We are making specialized flour for specialized requirement of customers.
And sir, how has the working capital cycle moved in the last few quarters, especially in terms of receivable and inventory?
Manisha ma'am, please.
Sir, can you repeat the question, please?
How has our working capital cycle moved in the last few quarters, especially in terms of receivable and inventory?
Sir, our product is weak. The raw material is weak. So at the time of the April, if we talk about the quarter one, working capital utilization will be at the maximum level. And after, if we talk about quarter two, that will be dipped by 50%, because reason being that we, at the quarter one, we utilize maximum working capital, and the second quarter, it will be dropped by 50% because we procured wheat in the month of first quarter for the later periods, for the rest of the 9 months. That is why the working capital utilization in quarter one will be higher, quarter two, it will be less by 50%, quarter 3 it will be less than 20%, and in quarter 4 it will be minimum.
And then H1 and H2, if we compare both, which half is better for your company?
The quarter 2.
Got it. All right, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on the telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on the telephone keypad. The next question comes from Mr. Aniket Madani from Separate Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to know about the current capacity and the additional capacity you have planned. So, could you please throw some light on that?
Earlier, our capacity was 310 MT per day. Last year, we have expanded our capacity to 710 MT per day.
Okay. For
now,
weeks.
Currently our capacity is 710 MT per day, and utilization is approximate 65% of the capacity.
Okay. And when are you expecting to utilize this at optimum level? I mean,
hopefully in next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
So, will it be around 70 to 75%, I guess, next year?
Yes, yes, 80% is maximum.
80%, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you have any current order or something like that for this year? Contract?
Sorry, or? Current order? Contract? Yeah, yeah. Our model is long-term contracts. We have contracts for entire year.
Yeah, entire year and quarterly basis, right?
Yeah, quarterly basis, yearly basis, vary product to product, company to company.
And you are projecting around 15% of top line growth in next year.
Comfortably.
And the operating margins will be sustainable or?
Oh, no, no, that is sustainable. Rather, in future, it should be increased.
Increased to what percent?
Our business mostly depends on wheat crop. What is the next year wheat crop? Dependence on wheat crop, extra wheat crop, or lesser wheat crop, market scenario will go to the total quantity of wheat production. That we can predict in February, March.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Good. And,
thank you, sir. The next question will be from Mr. Hemang Pandya, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi sir, good morning. Congratulations for
morning.
The good set of number. Sir, I have few questions.
You.
Sir, what is the target margin range over the next 2 to 3 years?
Target margin is presently, our main target margin is double digit EBITDA.
Okay. Okay, and sir, my another question is the company is planning to raise any additional debt or equity for the expansion?
Presently, no.
Okay, and sir, is there any receivables and payables being managed to maintain the liquidity?
Sorry?
How are receivables and payables being managed to maintain liquidity?
Manisha ma'am, please.
But receivables and payables are in, matlab, jo, the liquidity is maintained by these receivables and payables. There is no issue in this. Secondly, what is the liquidity is okay, but we are trying to get a beta margin, as I said, to double digit. Then there is no issue in receivables and payables, I hope. If there is any other question, or let me know.
Understood. Ma'am, I have one more question. Non-current borrowing have risen to 6,280 lakhs, and current liability is your 18,941 lakhs. So what is the debt repayment of restructuring plan?
The debt, sir, there is no as such restructuring. The long term non current borrowings is 62 crores. And the long term is 62 crores. That includes the CC part and the short and the current 12 month borrowing of the TL, and the Sorry. The long-term borrowings is 62 crores and the short-term is 111 crores. 111 includes mainly the WHR loan. That is a warehousing loan we have specifically borrowed for the wheat. And the long-term is 62 crores, which we are in good position to pay it. As of now, the EBITDA is 6.8, and we are trying to get it in double digits, so there is no issue in long-term borrowing payment.
Understood, ma'am. And then I have one more question regarding balance sheet. That is, your inventory has increased significantly from 38 lakh, 38 crore in FY25 to 137 crore in H1 FY26. So what's driving this?
So which line item you are talking about?
Inventory. Ma'am, inventory, your inventory in FY25 was 38 crore.
Yes.
Or in H1 FY26 is almost like 137 crore. So what's driving this?
Wheat is a seasonal crop. Manishi, ma'am, bataiye, please bataiye.
Sir, actually, 31st, as I have told, that this wheat is a seasonal crop. We buy at maximum level in the month of April and May, and the stock will be reduced by end of March. Reason being, the wheat crops enter in the month of April. The stock will be minimum by the end of the March. That will be approximately 1 month crop. So that is why the wheat is 38 crore. Now, at 30th September, the wheat, we will keep the wheat for rest 3 or 4 months. That is why the crop is, stock is 137. Second reason is that, we have increased our production capacity. Because of this increase in the production capacity, we have to keep the store wheat also. So there are two reasons we have kept the wheat for rest of 4 months. Secondly, the production capacity has been gone up more than double. The stock is also built more than double.
Okay, got it, ma'am. And I have one more question regarding P&L. So your 40% sales come from Punjab and 14% to 15% come from Haryana. So is there any company strategy to diversify regionally or expand pan-India?
Sir, we are trying to get it.
Yes, we are planning to increase our geographical situation according to our product demand, but not in Punjab, Haryana, in another state.
Understood, sir. And is there any export expansion plan for the future?
Export is presently totally banned from India, but presently India is sufficient stocks of wheat in government position. Hope so. Maybe next year, export will be open from government side.
Okay. And sir, one more question regarding this only, that your top almost like 60% revenue come from your top 10 brand. So from your top brands. So is there any company plan to diversify its customer base to reduce the risk?
Yes. We are starting our B2C brand very shortly.
Okay. Can you please share the plan or something?
Plan is, we are planning to launch our brand for HoReCa in future, just in next financial year.
Okay, sir. And sir, one question regarding the utilization. Your capacity utilization is almost 85% to 86% from refined wheat flour and 20% to 25% from other category. So what is the plan to increase utilization across product line?
No. You are saying we are utilization 80% to 85% for refined flour and 20% to 25% for other category. That is a byproduct of our wheat for making to refined flour. Maximum refined flour is gettable is around 75%. 25% is our bran.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from Aisha from Valueworth Investment. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, what are the growth opportunities and risks does the management foresee in expanding the wheat flour consumption market in India?
Inisha, ma'am, please.
Ma'am, can you repeat, please?
What are the growth opportunities and risks does the management foresee in expanding the wheat flour consumption market in India?
So as such, ma'am, wheat is a regular product. There is no risk in such of the, in such as such a wheat product. And expansion plans, as a company, we are expanding and we are increasing our production capacity. We will increase the capacity from 75% to 80-85%. So we have the orders, and wheat and the flour is as such a product which is, there is always a demand of the flour product. So as such, there is no risk in the wheat and the flour product.
Okay, ma'am. Ma'am, both the next
question
is...
Yes, ma'am.
What are the steps the company is taking to diversify its customer base domestically and internationally?
But ma'am, internationally, we are planning to expand our product, which we will be most probably next year we will start the export. As of now, export is banned by the government, but most probably next year or next year it will be start. So with the export, there will be the diversification. Secondly, we have started the new products. Because this is a refined flour, specialized flour, we are also trying to get innovate more products day by day so that the customer base will increase. Secondly, the product base will also be increased. So there will be double diversification, one the product wise, secondly the customer wise. Third, the export will also, we are trying to get ki hamara export will also be, matlab, if the ban will remove, the export will also increase.
Okay, I have one more question. How is the company leveraging its digital distribution and e-commerce to expand its customer base?
Ma'am, as
no, ma'am, no. Actually, the refined flour is not a consumer product. Basically, refined flour is a bakery, shop, horeca, or institutional.
Okay. And so how does Megastore ensure the quality control and maintain certifications like BRCGS and Halal in a high-volume manufacturing environment?
Ma'am, we have a very qualified team in-house. All departments have, all departments, HOD have, all are qualified. Then there is no issue of certification and others. Because we have vendor for like Nestle, ITC for very stringent audits and regular audits.
So last question, what are the strategic priorities for the leadership team in the next 2 to 3 years?
Basically, our total focus on specialized flowers, that flour India import presently import from other countries, we are making their replica in India. We are trying to make all the flours for Indian requirements in India only. Our main target is that.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. That will be the last question for the day. Now I hand over the floor to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. On behalf of the management of Megastar Foods Limited, we thank you all for joining us on our post-earning call today. We hope we have been able to address majority of your queries. You may reach out to me or our investor relation partner, Ernest & Young EY, for any further queries that you may have, and they would connect with you offline. Moderator, we can now close the call. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, thank this you. Concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Dursabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant day.